This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, because I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, because of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
I love that song. I just love that song. And, you know, I had the same songs beginning and end for 4 years, almost 4.5 years. And I decided that, you know, it's a new season. It's a new season for Sue Freeze. And maybe it's a new season for you. And, you know, we do have seasons. They're not as extreme in California. But we do have seasons. And those seasons are there for a reason. It helps us to appreciate you know, the other seasons. You know, when we're going through a cold spell, we're looking for it to be warm. And when it's hot, hot, we're looking for cooler evenings and cooler days. And so seasons are great. And the change of the seasons, the colors and everything, it's just amazing. And how could somebody say that there is no God when they can see all that beauty in this world? And yes, we need more water. So if you are entitled, or if you feel the need to do a rain dance, we definitely need a rain dance right now. Okay, so if you want to get up and do that, we would appreciate it, because California needs rain. You know, if you look at the news, though, there's other places that are flooding. So, you know, God knows. He has the reasons for all of this, and we don't always understand everything, do we? So I'm going to get right back into a book that I've been following along, and we're now on Wisdom Key 45. And the book that I'm referring to, if this is your first time on the show, or, you know, it's new to you, I'm going through a book right now because I read books. We should all be reading books because we need to get knowledge, because we need to be constantly learning. And if you're not focused on learning, you might be getting stale somehow. You might be just in a place where you don't know that there might be another choice in your life. There might be another way. And if we don't put on another pair of glasses and see things from a different perspective, sometimes we can get caught up in all we know. And for lack of knowledge, according to the Bible, for lack of knowledge, people perish. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to perish. You know, I want to be utilized to its fullest for God's glory. And the only way you and I can do that is by us to constantly be students, students of His Word, students of what's going on around us. This show is about life lessons. It's about the journey, because it's not just about this minute and this day, although that's all we really know we have. Isn't it? It's all we have is right now. You know, what are you doing with now? You know, what has happened is gone. And that was a season. In all of our lives, it was the season, okay? It passed, though. It's gone. Now, we can choose to stay there and put blame or become the victim, or we can make a choice to say, no, I'm going to learn from that. I'm going to take what's mine. I'm going to do what I can to change those things, and I'm going to become a bigger and better person now, and I'm going to learn from it so I can move forward and be better today than I was yesterday. Now, if you're all for that, then this show is for you, because that's what the show is about. You know, we all have our stories, don't we? You have a story, and I'd love to hear your story, by the way. And if you want to share your story, go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. I'll say that again. Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. When you go there, there's lots of things you can do. So spend some time there, okay? You could look up podcasts 4.5 years of. They're by date, they're by guest, they're by ministry, and by topic. So you can look up and see what strikes your fancy for today or for this moment, and you can listen in. You also can go to Helping Hands, and Helping Hands is a place on this website where you can download things such as I am. It's all the scriptures that God says you are, because, you know, the people in this world will tell us we're one thing. You know, I used to have one, my father, who's in heaven, I think, I'm hoping, but he used to say, Susie, you're like a bull in a china closet. What exactly does that mean? So I always thought I was clumsy, and now I'm dancing professionally and whatnot. So, you know, I mean, maybe he did me some good by telling me that, because I had to force my way into not being that person, because I'm not that person, doggone it. And so we can either believe what people say to us, or we can choose not to. And that's up to you. But you know what? I don't know. Between you and me, I'd much rather choose what God says and who God says I am. And if you want to know who and what that is, go to Helping Hands and look up I Am scriptures. And I listed all the I Am scriptures. You can download them. And what I suggest, and this can be life-changing, okay, transformation comes from renewing of your mind, right? And how do you do that? is you can listen to those little voices, those bad voices in your head that are telling you things that really aren't true, or you can put new thoughts and new voices in there. You can start saying things out loud so your soul and your spirit hears your voice better than anyone else's voice. And you can reprogram that brain of yours to be putting good things in there to where you don't have to accept what people are dishing out anymore. Okay, isn't that good news? To me, that's the best news. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you're listening in on KPRZ or you're listening on KDAR, thank you so much for joining in. These are all Salem stations, sister stations, and they've all decided to take on the Sue Free Show. And I think it's an awesome opportunity. And I feel so honored and so blessed to be part of this movement that's happening. And I believe that we've got something here. And what it is we've got God's word, and we've got God's word that can restore us and make us, I don't know. What do you call it? Enemy of the enemy. All right. We can fight this enemy, and we're going to fight them together in unity. Okay. A house divided does not stand. So we have to be united. We need to be as one. And as we do that by our beliefs and by what God says and how God talks to us through his word, we can become one, and we are going to be united, and we're going to fight this fight together. I hope you're all in, because I'm all in. All right. And so the book that I'm talking about right now is Wisdom for Crisis Times, because whether you're going through a crisis time right now or not, you know that, you know, we have good times and bad times. And I'm not going to talk you into having a bad time, because we don't need to do that. But what I am saying to you is that when the time comes where you have a crisis, you know, you want to have things that you can lean on, that you can depend on, which that's God and the Holy Spirit and prayer and certain people that you choose to surround yourself with. So we're going to continue on with the wisdom keys, because, you know, I don't know about you, but I would like to be wise. And if I can learn from someone else and not have to go through that school of hard knocks on my own and by myself, then that's really a wonderful thing, isn't it? If I can learn from others, then I want to do that, because it takes some of the pain away. So here we go. Wisdom Key 45, loneliness is not the absence of affection, but the absence of direction. That hit me really hard personally, because I'm going through trying times and I'm very lonely. I've got lonely days, lonely nights. And so in this loneliness, I'm sitting there going, oh, I'm so lonely. I've got my little dog, Missy. She brings me a lot of comfort. But you know what? I'm still a little lonely, okay? So those of you that are lonely out there, I feel you. I feel you, really, I do. I understand. And going into an empty place when you're used to having a lot of commotion, it's very, very, very different. And, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about you right now, because I know for me, we're going into the holiday seasons, aren't we? And those are the most difficult times of all, because we're used to having, I don't want to say commotion, but festivities, you know, there's people that get together, and maybe you're in a position right now where the people that you would normally get together with, or the traditions that you've had, you can't do that this year, right? And so where does that leave you? I would suggest right now that you plan now, you know, try to put something together, even if you make a party for all the people that you know that might be in similar situations. Maybe you should have a holiday tradition, start a new tradition of your own, okay? We don't have to get stuck in the woe is me. We can pull ourselves out and think about others, and that's part of what this is saying here. So loneliness is not the absence of affection, but the absence of direction. So I just gave you direction, didn't I? And I personally, I'm going to do that myself. You know, I'm listening to myself say this, because this helps me too. So that's the first thing, is if you are feeling lonely, then you need to do something about that. All right. Identify the problem and then figure out different solutions. What is it you're going to do differently this year? Let's start new traditions this year. Can we do that? This is a new season for some of us. So let's start a new tradition. Let's start a new season and have new traditions. Now that's kind of a positive thought, isn't it? So let's go down that road. I'll go down it with you, okay? Wisdom Key 46, never discuss your problem with someone incapable of solving it. Oh, that's such good advice. You know, I say at work to my employees, I'll say, you know, if you've got a problem, go to the person that can do something about it. Let's just not whine. Let's not gossip. Let's not talk about things to just everybody, because not everybody can do something about it. If you have an issue with your pay, there's only one person that you can talk to about that really could do something about it. Otherwise, you're just whining and you're gossiping. So this Wisdom Key 46, you know, goes along with a lot of different arenas, not just if you're alone this year when you're used to being with someone. It could be, you know, in the workplace. No matter what you're doing, when you have a problem, think about the problem and go to the person. If you really want some solution, go to the person that can do something about it. Okay, that's what it's saying here. So in this book, that Wisdom for Crisis Times by Mike Murdoch, Master Keys for Success in Times of Change, because that's what we're in, isn't it? Some of us are in a time of change, all right? And that's not a bad thing. We might be looking at it as a bad thing, but it's really not a bad thing. And there are days when I feel like it's a bad thing. But there's other days where I see such an open opportunity. There's so much open opportunity here. It's like a whole new world, you know, unfolding, all right? And I have a choice on what door or path I'm going to take. That's kind of exciting, kind of scary, but exciting, right? Your pain can be productive. What? That's what it says in the book. Your pain can be productive. God will send others during the season of your life for you to minister to and bless. Focus on their needs instead of your own. See, I hadn't read that before, and there I read it, and it goes right along with what I was saying at the very beginning. And it's so true. Wisdom Key 47, when God gets ready to bless you, he brings a person into your life when he's ready, not when you're ready, when he's ready. Permit others an opportunity to contribute to your healing. Isolation is deadly, and that's in capital letters, because so often when we're in pain, what do we do? What is the normal thing that we do? We kind of go into our own little shell. For men, they go in their man cave, whatever. But we go into our own world, and that own world can be very dark, literally, very dark, and very lonely. But it also can be a place where the devil has room to do his thing. And we don't want that, do we? So we've got to guard ourselves against that. One of the ways you can always discern when Satan has intensified an attack on your life is when you have a desire to isolate from people. Avoid withdrawal. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That's Proverbs 11:14. And if you're tuning in and you're not familiar with the Bible and you're going, where do I start? This is for you. Get your Bible, whatever Bible version you want. NIV is the one that I enjoy using. And Proverbs, the wonderful thing about Proverbs is it's life-changing. You can read each proverb and it'll give you a little bit of advice, just like this, for your daily walk. And there is a specific, there's 1 through 31, so there's one for each day of the month, if there's 31 days in a month. Okay, let's not get too technical. But there's one for each day of the month. So therefore, you can open up and just read, you know, the first day, read one. Second day, read two. And what this does is you can read this over and over every month. Every month you can read this until it becomes memorized to where you can lean on these scriptures. So where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So what is that saying to you? It is saying that we need Christian counselors around us. Does it mean that they all have to be MD'd? No. What it means is that you've got people that are living a life, walking a life of Christ. Are they perfect? No. You know, it says in the Bible that we all fall short of the glory of God. You know, that's good and that's not good, but it is good because it's reassuring that, you know what, we can try very hard to be perfect and we're never going to arrive. And God is telling you already, he knows that. He already knows that you're going to fall short. But the difference is when we fall short, admitting that we fell short. That's the difference, because he loves the humble spirit. He loves the ones that are not too proud to humble themselves enough to say, what? I'm sorry, and I'm going to work harder next time. How hard is that, man? It's easier for women. Why is that? And I don't know who needed to hear that, but there's a mister out there that needed to hear that, so maybe that was for you. Seek out qualified prayer partners. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them of my Father. This is Matthew 18:19. Isn't that great? If you're just tuning in right now, I just want to let you know that you're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. It's a wonderful station. And if you're listening to the other stations that have taken on this show and syndicated this show, thank you so much for tuning in. And I want to hear from each and every one of you. How do you do that? You go to Sue Free, spelt like fries, oneword.com. When you go there, I talk fast and I only had one cup of coffee. Can you believe that? Anyway, just go there. Connect with me. Connect with me and tell me what you think, how you feel, if there's a topic that you want me to go over. You know, I read every single one. Okay. And there's been many more people lately that are touching base with me. And thank you so much for doing that. And I just want you to know that I'm praying for you and that I'm reading your what you're saying to me. there's a lot of issues out there right now, and it's very sad. But you know what? The comfort I have is knowing that God hears you too. You know, that he hears you too. He hears your pain. And he's right there with you. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. And sometimes it doesn't make it better. And it's not going to make it just kiss and go away. You know, kiss it, make it go away. That's what a mother always wants to do, right? When your children are hurting, you just want to kiss it and make it better. But sometimes, no matter what the situation is, we can't just kiss it and make it better. But we can be there for one another, can't we? And that's sometimes enough. And sometimes we don't have to say a word. We don't have to have the solution, because sometimes we don't even have the solution. But we just need to be there. Just be there. You don't have to say anything sometimes. You know? Somebody need to hear that too. So there you go. Wisdom Key 48. Respect those God has assigned and qualified to help you. Question is, how do you know that God has assigned them to you? You know if you're in the Word, because they are going to align. They're going to align themselves in their advice with what Scripture says. And if something doesn't seem right, if something doesn't feel right in your spirit when you're girded up and you've got the Word in you, then you're going to be very aware of it. It's going to become very apparent to you. Wisdom Key 49. The worth of any relationship can be measured by its contribution to your priorities. If somebody is in your life and they're straying you from what God is wanting you to do, if somebody is just having you go down a different direction in your thought process, you know, like inviting you to go to someplace other than where you believe God wants you to go, then you need to listen to what God is saying to you, all right? And if that relationship is going to pull you away from the direction which God wants you to go, then what is the obvious thing that you need to do, you know? So you can gauge a relationship based on that. You can measure it by the contribution to yours and God's priorities, right? So remember that. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. There you go. That's something that you can do. Remember that pain is transferable. Do not exchange bitter conversation with others who like to help you lick the wounds of the past. It simply multiplies your own hurt and intensifies your inner pain. Did you hear that? Guard yourself from this too, okay? Because we don't want to keep going in the past. We want to learn from it, sure. We want to learn from the past, but we don't want to stay there. We don't want to become bitter people, because it ages us, makes us unhealthy. It's just not a healthy thing to be bitter. We need to forgive and we need to love. Your finances, what men take away, God will restore. In fact, I wrote a song with that very title. What men take away, God will restore. What men take away, God will restore. When he gives back, he always gives more. Never fear when you lose what you hold dear. What men take away, God will restore. I like that. You know, personally, there's been, this has happened with me. And I can tell you that, you know, I have a personal choice to let it go, or hold on and get frustrated and mad. And what good does that do? What good does it do for me to get angry? What good does it do to feel like I've been done wrong? Even if I have been done wrong, what good is it for me to stay there? What good does it do for you to stay there? You know, we have a very big God, and he's in control of it all anyway, right? So the best thing to do is to just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And when you do this, you can be freed from that, and you can be open for the new opportunities and the new season for your life. I'm telling you this, and I'm listening to myself talk. So I just want you to know I'm right there with you, okay? Job is a study in restoration. The Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. And if you know the story, I read that story, and I'm just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. How could you endure so much? But he did. Wisdom Key 50. Crisis is merely a season for creativity. Huh. Okay. So if you're in crisis, it's a season for creativity. That's a new way of looking at it, isn't it? Do not exhaust your energy to recapture your past. Focus on the productivity of tomorrow. And this is the author talking. I experienced total loss and wipeout. My credit cards were stolen and high bills ran up. My attorney's bills had to be paid, plus those who even opposed me. My car was stolen and totaled out. I lost my furniture, my home, everything with a single stroke of a judge pen. But I learned something. I still had the giver, even though I had lost the gifts. As long as you have the source, blessings are still possible. View financial loss as a season of learning and rebuilding. It's not easy. Perhaps your two-income family now has one income. Attorney bills are high. Changes are dramatic. It sometimes takes years for some people to financially recover, but you can recover. Be willing to discipline yourself for a season. I don't know if we need to discipline ourselves for a season. Let's just discipline ourselves totally, right? This is where I learned seed faith. God began to teach me that I still possess something. I had faith. I had the knowledge of God, and I began to learn that you always have enough in your hand to create something you do not have. Be sure to read the chapter on finances in this book. Okay, so it's telling you to read the finance part of this book. Be willing to cut back on a flamboyant lifestyle. It will not kill you. Actually, it's kind of fun. It really is. Have you ever had to be in your place when the lights go out and you have to light candles? Do you remember way back when that's what all they had? All they had was candles. I can tell you that this happened about 2 years ago in my place all by my lonesome, and I had lots of candles because I love the smell of them and I love how they feel. I love the twickering of them and twinkling of them, and I had to light lots of candles because I could not see because all the lights had gone out. And I can tell you it was the most peaceful, wonderful time that I had. And when the lights went back on, I turned them all off, because I just wanted to really enjoy more of the candlelight moment. You know, it's just wonderful. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and more of this Wisdom for Crisis Times right after this brief break.
Hi, Sue Freeze, the Termite Lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses, so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives, like Electrogun, that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas. And their new Ecola Heat, using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring the show. And listen, if you'd like to advertise on our show, I would love to have you join me. So just get a hold of me by going to SueFree, spelled like fries, one word, .com, and connect with me there, and we can talk about the potential and the possibilities, because you know what? Let's do this together, okay? And if you'd like to be on this show, if you know a ministry or you know somebody that would like to be on the show, that is available also, okay? Because if you have a story that could benefit and help others that are feeling helpless or hopeless, to encourage them and build them up, then we want to hear your story, okay? Because we all have one, don't we? So please, if your heart is pounding because the Holy Spirit's prompting you, then listen to the Holy Spirit, please, and connect with me, okay? And I've already told you how to do that. So we're going to continue on now. Consider alternative jobs. It will not even hurt you to get a part-time secondary job to rebuild. Those are some of the best times when I talk to people that have already been through this season, you know, and they look back on the rebuilding of their lives and the structuring and the direction in which God took them, which was totally different than where they thought. And, you know, it's just amazing. And they talk about it, and it's not a downer, it's an upper. And in the sense that it's very exciting. But during the time they were going, oh my gosh, I just was so tired. But and the same note, I remember this and I remember that. And oh my gosh, this was such a touching moment for me. And what a blessing I had by this. And to hear those stories, it's very encouraging to hear that, because it's just letting you know that God works through all things. And it's amazing to see what happens. And if we let God, Jesus take the wheel, you know, Jesus take the wheel. And if we let that happen, and we just be that open vessel and do our part. What's our part? Our part is to do what he says. What is that? Is to put him first, to love him first, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. And when we do those two things, everything else kind of just works out, doesn't it? So Wisdom Key 51, you have no right to anything you have not pursued. That word pursued is great, isn't it? You know, I was thinking the other day, something that I've learned recently, and it really was an aha moment for me. So I'm gonna help this be maybe an aha moment for you. But nothing happens without motion. Think about it. Nothing happens without motion. It could be the slightest of motion, but it's motion. Even breathing is a motion, right? Heartbeat is a motion. But nothing happens without motion. So if we're standing completely still and not doing anything and we're not moving in any direction, then nothing can happen. And sometimes we get so stuck in fear that we're going to make a mistake that we do nothing. And I believe that it's better to do something than nothing. But another thing, another aha moment for me is, when in doubt, don't. I had a young lady who works for me who came in and she was asking me about what she was wearing. She wanted to know if it was appropriate to wear what she was wearing. And I looked at her, and without even really thinking about it, I just said, you know, if you have to ask me that question, then there was something inside of you that was saying that something was maybe not okay. And so I'm not going to answer your question. I want you to answer your question, because when in doubt, don't. So if you have to come in because you're doubting, then that's saying that maybe your choice wasn't the best. So if we use that as an example for anything in life, when in doubt, don't, okay? I haven't always listened to myself on this, okay? This has not always been my way of doing things. Sometimes I've been in doubt, but I've gone through and done that, and I think maybe you're shaking your head going, yeah, me too, right? Yeah, me too, okay. And we learn from those times, don't we? Hopefully, we learn from those times, and we learn from those things, right? And then maybe the next time we're a little wiser. Hopefully we're a little wiser and say, okay, how do I think about this? Or, you know, what do you think about this? All right. Whatever you do, keep sowing your tithes and offerings into God's work. Expect him to honor you where and when you need it the most. That's a tough one, you know, the tithes and offerings, because people don't understand that. And that's a whole show all on its own. So I'm not going to go into great detail. But what the Bible says is a tenth, and it's supposed to be the first of your labors, not your overs, you know, like what you have left over, because a lot of times there's nothing left over, right? And since he's in control and it's really his and not yours anyway, what he's saying is that I want you to believe in me enough to know that when you give to me, that it's going to come back to you. And so that's what he's saying. And offerings or gifts is different than tithes. And this is something I've learned over the years, is that gifts is when somebody, like a ministry or something, You know, if you're a regular attender, if you are in a church and a member of a church, then you have a responsibility to that church to keep that church afloat. And hopefully more than afloat, but to keep it prospering so that it can touch and grab more people. Like, your offerings, the gifts, are extras. Okay, that's when there's something extra and there's a Holy Spirit tugs in your heart and says, you know what, I really need to do something here. It's not in place of, it's in addition to. So just understand that when you're thinking about this. Your faith in God, number 7, it says, you will be tempted to doubt God, his love for you, his power to change others' lives. There's nothing more infuriating or helpless than waiting to see a former mate change without success. I'm sure Joseph felt the same way when his brothers turned against him, but he discerned something very powerful. He knew that what they meant for evil, God would turn for his good. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. All things work together for good to them that love God. Do you love God? Your mind will resent its inability to understand the divorce, but your faith can still work for you in God's next chapter of your life. Remember, divorce is a bridge. It is not a dead-end road. It can take you somewhere exactly where God wants you to be. Okay. It's not the end, okay? Work to rebuild your faith in God. Listen to the New Testament on cassette tapes. Okay, this book was written a little while ago because, you know, Listen to the strong faith teachings of great men of God. Absorb the spirit of battle that these men possess to stand against the wiles and efforts of Satan's attempt to destroy your life. Be sure to read the chapter on spiritual warfare in this book. You will need someone with punch, the ability to fight back against satanic opposition. It will help your faith. You know, we can disregard this and we can say that Satan really doesn't have power. We could say Satan isn't real, that, you know, there isn't really a devil. And I can tell you, the Bible talks about it quite often. God warns us often. And so he is real. The devil is real. The spirit of the devil is real. And the spiritual attack is real. Spiritual warfare is real. And just because you don't see it, it doesn't mean that it's not there. And if you feel some oppression, if you feel isolation, if you feel all of these negative forces, you need to say this: get behind me, Satan. In Jesus' name, you are defeated. And you have to use Jesus' name over and over, out loud, as loud as you can. You say, Jesus. Because Jesus is the name that's going to fight Satan, and Jesus has already won the battle. The battle is won, but we need to remind the devil that the battle is won. And the more good we do as Christians, the more attack comes our way. The more we have to guard ourselves up and put the full armor of God, because Satan doesn't want us to touch lives. He doesn't want us to be successful in this. He doesn't want to win more people over to understand that God is real and Jesus died for us. He doesn't want that. So the more good somebody does, the more power is turned toward that way. If nobody's getting any attack, it's because maybe they're not doing any good. All right? So understand that. Wisdom Key 52, faith comes when you hear God talk. The last show I had was a gentleman who was talking about listening, having a listening heart. Because, you know, people say, oh yeah, God spoke to me. And not always is it audible. Sometimes it's in a dream. Sometimes it's a vision. Sometimes it's just a thought process that goes through our minds. And we know it wasn't our thought. It had to be someone else's thought. And we just have to check the thought and make sure it's from God. But he doesn't always talk audibly to us. And if you're tuning in right now, you are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And we're talking about wisdom. We're talking about going through crisis times and giving you helpful keys to get you through tough times, because this show is about the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection, to give help to the helpless, hope to the hopeless. And, you know, we're here to give and take, right? I mean, sometimes we are the takers because we're in need, and sometimes we're the givers because we're filled up or halfway filled up enough to where we can give. But if you're empty, then that's not the time to be given. That's a time to be receiving. And don't be too prideful to ask for help, all right? Because that's something that the devil would want you to do, and we don't want that to happen. So faith comes when you hear God talk, and what it says here is stay teachable. That was the beginning of the show. Didn't I say that? I said we need to be teachable, right? We need to be learning all the time. Do not enter the arena of debate. Your closest friends may say unkind things. Some may not give you a fair opportunity to explain yourself or your circumstances. Some will be rigid and legalistic in their judgment and view. You know what I say about that is that, you know, I've had this. You know, I've had this where, you know, people don't know. You know, if somebody hasn't walked through your shoes, then how can they pass judgment on you? They can't. Not really. That's what I say to myself is that, how could I judge you? I haven't walked in your shoes. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know everything about what's happened to you. So how could I sit here and judge you? I can't. Nor would I. I don't even want to. All I want to do is love you. You know, and that's what we need to be doing. That's what Christ asks us to do, is not to judge one another, but to love one another. Love thy neighbor as thyself. He didn't say judge thy neighbor as thyself. He said love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? We get so caught up sometimes as Christians or just as people that we think that we have one up on and that we're better than, you know, and we're not. We're not. People say, oh my gosh, I'm so intimidated by you. And I'm like, why? I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like you, right? I mean, we're all in this together and we all have our own trials and tribulations, but it's how we deal with each thing. It's how we deal with it. And honestly, I think being truthful to yourself, being honest to yourself about what's going on and accepting the responsibility of your part in any picture, learning from it and moving on it's the best thing that you can do. We don't always do the right thing. We're not always, you know, perfect. We can't be. We're not. We fall short. God will vindicate you through his special blessings. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Proverbs 1:5. So that's the first day of Proverbs. That's what it's saying to you. First day, it's saying, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Wisdom key 53. Never attempt to teach a non-seeker. Did you hear that? Never attempt to teach a non-seeker. Be discreet. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. And that's day 2, Proverbs 2:11-12. Refrain from declaring all that you know. Your enemies will never believe you anyway, and your friends will not require a total explanation. Love that. Admit your mistakes to God. Honestly confess to God your weaknesses, failures, and sins that might have contributed to the divorce. It is easy to blame everyone else for your personal failures, but it is equally as important for you to face up to your personal responsibility. Ask God what changes need to be made in your life. God never prosecutes anyone who confesses. Good to know. Proverbs 28 is a scripture that I put here, is whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Proverbs 28:13. I like that. Allow God the right to judge or penalize those who have rebelled against him. Concentrate on your own restoration and recovery with God. These are so good, aren't they? Wisdom key 54, forgiveness is permitting God the exclusive right to penalize, judge, or correct another. Your ministry, the broken become masters at mending. Are you broken? You may seem fragmented today. Maybe you lack direction for your life. You may be experiencing a lengthy season of hopelessness, a sense of futility, but pain is like a factory. Its products are compassion, caring, and knowledge. You now have something to give that you have never had before. Wisdom key 55, the broken become masters at mending. Someone else around you is hurting today. They need you. They may hurt too much to reach. They may be too ignorant to discern that you possess their answer. But because of your own pain, your sensitivity has multiplied. You are like a radar. You are picking up their signals of hurt. There's also a miracle time for you. It is your opportunity to multiply your own harvest as you sow your seeds of compassion and caring into their lives. Concentrate on their recovery, and God will concentrate on yours. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Proverbs 3, there's day 3. God is not through using you. Even though there has been a chaotic period in your life, God still has plans. His plans have not changed. Satan has tried with all his might to abort God's dream within you. God has never quit dreaming big for your life. Man, I'm hearing this. I hope you are, because I'm really hearing this, because this is speaking right to my heart. Wisdom Key 56, Satan always attacks those who are next in line for a promotion. Isn't that like what I just said earlier? It's amazing. That is you. That is you. If you're being attacked, then you are next in line for promotion. That's kind of exciting. God's best generals carry the wounds of many battles. You are not an exception. The longest midnight still ends in daybreak. God planned it that way. Wisdom Key 57. Champions are rarely chosen from the ranks of the unscarred. Get your mind on tomorrow. Stop looking through the rearview mirror of life and concentrate on the road ahead. Do not exhaust your energy on yesterday. You were not created to carry the pain of the past and the priorities of the future simultaneously. Release yesterday. Put it in your hand right now. Just visually put all of yesterday in your hand, and then I want you to throw it as far away from you as you can. Just do it. If you want to skim it against the water, go ahead. Skim it. Have it skim across the water. That's great. Just get rid of it. Put it in your hand and throw it away. Pour your energy into rebuilding tomorrow, not repairing yesterday. Divorce is a bridge, not a dead-end street. God is taking you to a new chapter, new friendships, new plans, new knowledge, new dreams. Life is not over. You are birthing a magnificent season of greater ministry to others. And then there's a prayer here. But before I do the prayer, I want to read from my special book here, because here again, it goes right along with today. Do not expect to be treated fairly in this life. People will say and do hurtful things to you, things that you don't deserve. When someone mistreats you, try to view it as an opportunity to grow in grace. See how quickly you can forgive the one who has wounded you. Don't be concerned about setting the record straight. Instead of obsessing about other people's opinions of you, keep your focus on me. Ultimately, it is my view of you that counts. As you concentrate on relating to me, remember that I have clothed you in my righteousness and holiness. I see you attired in these radiant garments, which I bought for you with my blood. This also is not fair. It is pure gift. When others treat you unfairly, remember that my ways with you are much better than fair. My ways are peace and love, which I have poured out into your heart by my Spirit. And here's the scriptures that go along. Are you ready? Colossians 3:13. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That is big right there. You need to forgive. If you're holding unforgiveness in your heart, you can't be freed from all that God wants for you. So if that's the work that you need to do, then do it. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah 61:10. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Ephesians 1:7-8. I love the book of Ephesians. I really do. It's relational. It's a relational book. It's great. And if you need joy, I would read the book of Philippians. It's just a little helpful hints. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Romans 5:5. And doesn't that go right along with this whole show? And, you know, it's no coincidence. It's, you know, it's confirmation. Rolling my producer here, he says that. He goes, that's confirmation. And I went, you know what? You're so right. It is. It's confirmation. So here's the prayer at the end of this. And so if you're driving, you can pray along with me. You can listen along, but don't close your eyes if you're driving. All right? So you with me? My special prayer for you. Father, I know the pain of divorce. I know how this time of crisis feels, but I also know that you are still the healer. Nothing is impossible for you. In the name of Jesus, forgive us of our mistakes, our sins, our failures of the past. We release our former mates to you for total healing and correction. Give us a new start, new dreams. We commit and surrender our lives to your total correction and direction today. Thank you for being the God of second chance. In Jesus' name, amen. Receive God's message of restoration. God has a plan for you. He has a way for you to break out of this crisis called divorce. It is time to launch forth into the new future God has created for you. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for what God has for you? There's a couple more scriptures I want to share with you, and these are very special to me. I had this prophesied over, I don't know how many years ago, but here's what it says. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. It's Isaiah 43:18-19. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. And that's Isaiah 43:2. All of these are so wonderful. You know, this whole section is very personal and very real. I'm going through these types of things right now, and there is such a gamut of emotion that goes through when you're dealing with these types of things. And, you know, married couples out there, if you are struggling, my advice to you is get help. Don't think it's going to go away, because it won't. And the cost is so great, especially if there's children involved. You know, it's just, you can't even express, can't explain the pain. You know, it's just, it goes so deep, so wide, and the ripple effect, you just don't have no idea how many people, any time you're walking down a road like this, it's very difficult. And coming from a divorced family as a child, I know how it felt being a child and not in control of the decisions that are coming down the path, and you know, the insecurities that are built by not knowing where tomorrow, what tomorrow brings. You know, it's very difficult on children. And I don't know if children ever really fully recover from something like this. And the best thing we can do is do the best we can, right? I mean, that's the best we can do. So with that, I'm going to tell you, married couples, that, you know, invest. The cost is so great. It's so much better to deal with things as they happen. Be honest with one another. Be open with one another. Even when it's scary, even when it might hurt, it's much better to be honest and upfront. And timing is important. You know, I will say that. You know, pick your time, pick your battle. But you know what? You need to be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself and be honest with those that are closest to you. Because, you know, count the cost, it's too great. So it's much better to do that. And, you know, as a married couple, it is a ministry, and they're your role models. And what your children see and watch, they will emulate even when they hate it, even when they don't want to. They will still do it because it's what they know. They don't know anything else. So my prayer for you as a married couple is for you to get the healing you need. So until next week, be a blessing to one another. Be honest with yourself and others, and just love one another and forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive those that have trespassed against you. In Jesus' name, and God bless.
This has been the Sue Freeze Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has
one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E.cola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call E.cola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. E.cola. Powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.